This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. There are a number of reasons you might need to share your medical records. You may want one doctor to see the plan or diagnosis from another doctor. Or if you were recently in the emergency department, you might want your primary care provider to see what tests were ordered so they don't order the same tests again. But too often, when patients or doctors request medical records, they receive nothing. There are some healthcare systems that do share medical records, and this benefits both patients and doctors. But according to the Federal Department of Health and Human Services, 67% of hospitals claim that there are doctors and healthcare systems that don't share data. This lack of exchange of information is part of our broken healthcare system. So in 2009, as part of Obama's healthcare agenda, Congress passed legislation to provide $30 billion to doctors and healthcare systems to modernize their practices by digitizing medical records and promoting the secure exchange of confidential information. The legislation intended to move doctors away from paper records with handwritten notes to a system where legible information could be exchanged securely between providers to improve care. No longer would information from one doctor be inaccessible to another. The policymakers hoped that such interconnections between hospitals and doctors would promote research, such as looking for what treatments actually work best for a given disease, or looking for upticks in new infectious diseases. But the legislation didn't deliver on its promises. Almost all doctors and hospitals took the federal money, and most now use digital records. But sharing of data between systems and with patients is stuck. So in 2016, Congress passed new legislation to impose hefty fines on healthcare providers who refused to share data. Well, it's now 7 years later, and reports suggest no fines have been imposed. It doesn't matter how good a law is if it's not enforced, and these laws are crying out for enforcement. According to Merrill Guzner, a healthcare policy journalist, the problem is that hospitals fear by sharing data, they'll lose money and patients to the competition. They want to make it difficult for patients to change doctors by holding on to their records. Of course, patients may need to change providers for a whole host of reasons. For example, because of insurance issues or because they move to a new area. No matter, the records still are not easily accessible. 72% of hospitals report the problem is that electronic medical record systems don't communicate with each other. Perhaps the legislation didn't go far enough. It didn't require all health providers to use a common open source system, which would have allowed for the sharing of information. So now we have a collection of proprietary record systems, and vendors have gone out of their way to make sharing as hard as they can. The irony is that over the past several years, there have been thousands of illegal breaches of healthcare information systems. Cyber thieves have accessed patient and hospital data. It seems that criminals have very little difficulty obtaining patient records. It's just patients who can't obtain their own records. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.